It was sensory overload. Strange, beautiful sights, smells, and sounds surrounded me. And yet, I didn't feel overwhelmed. I was oddly calm, because amid seeming chaos, I found comfort. Everybody has a place that they call home, but I believe I have two. The first is St. Louis, where my family and roots are. The second is New Orleans, the place I feel I belong and where, at the tender age of 7, I knew I was going to spend my future. I remember vividly the first step I took on the French Quarter. It was a swelteringly hot day, and I was not in the mood to be outside. However, my family enticed me to leave the cool comfort of our room with the promise of beignets, and I am forever thankful to my sweet tooth. We walked outside and boarded the streetcar just at the end of St. Charles Avenue. I remember thinking I was Judy Garland in Meet Me in St. Louis and having to fight back the urge to sing, "Clang, clang, clang went the trolley." We were staying in an area known as the Garden District, and it was clear why. Everything around me seemed to be part of an expansive greenhouse. From the flowers that were in full bloom on enormous magnolias to the trees covered in draping webs of Spanish moss, this area was breathtaking. This botanic scene was made so much better by the addition of beautiful old houses with wraparound porches and intricate exterior moldings. My mother leaned over to me and whispered, "Could you imagine living in one of those, Em?" I responded, hopeful, "Yeah, Mom, maybe, someday." On later visits, we'd each choose and fight for our favorites, which would change over time as we discovered or rediscovered something even more special in the next block. We'd assign our houses names such as the Wedding Cake House, the Pink Palace, and the Victorian Blue Lady to aid in our debates of which of these grand homes was the best. Little did my mother know that that single question would send me on a lifelong quest to make one of those my home. There, I was truly in awe. I had never seen so many different types of people in one place. Musicians, poets, artists, palm readers, preachers, street performers, and obviously tourists, all being part of a beautiful, organized chaos. I began to let my other senses take the forefront. I could smell the salty brine of fresh seafood, the curried burn of Cajun spices, and the sweet aroma of a fried pastry. I could hear the warm, smooth sound of jazz coming from numerous unseen sources that began to lull me into a trance. The only reason I knew this place wasn't a dream was the sticky dampness of Louisiana humidity on my skin. While my initial love for this city was centered on the more touristy aspects, Bubba Gump Shrimp Co., beads hanging off magnolias like ornaments of Mardi Gras past, and the nightly ghost tours that tell stories of ghoulish pirates and witches that roam the quarter at night, I have grown to appreciate its authenticity. Each time I visit, which is nearing the double digits, I find something I like more than the last. A small restaurant named Sylvain, where I had the best meal of my life. A jazz club in Treme, where I've been able to hear the past and future of jazz music. Each of my new discoveries will be staples in my itinerary when I finally make my move. I haven't been back in over a year now, and I cannot explain how much I miss it there. But luckily, in a few short months, I will be able to officially call New Orleans my home.